Hello, you're listening to Speaking of History, the podcast with a focus on education, technology, and history.
The luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I have a dream today.
This would have fighting power.
Well, hello, welcome to Speaking of History. This is podcast episode number 135, being recorded on March 21st, 2008. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri. Got some new intro music, did a little bit of work on Audacity over the last couple days, and came up with a new intro. And then we also have a new closing montage with some information and things. So this is the first podcast with the new information in it. Well, today I'm going to talk about a resource that I think a lot of teachers might find interesting to use during the current climate of the election. Obviously, if you're a social studies teacher, this is the greatest time to be teaching about politics and government. I mean, if you can't get your kids excited and yourself excited about teaching the American election and the presidency and stuff right now, then you should be doing something else. We've had lots of discussions in my 8th grade American history class about the election, and we're still quite a ways away. I'm sure that it'll be at a fevered pitch next fall, but lots and lots of activities going on with the election. And I have a little bit of a unique twist that I think you might find interesting for your classroom. When I was in San Diego this last winter at the NCSS conference, the National Social Studies Conference, I did walk by a booth that was next to the PBS booth, and it was for an organization called Independent Lens. And Independent Lens is affiliated with PBS. They do a show on most local PBS networks each week, and they basically describe it like an independent film festival that's on TV each week. And they do a wide variety of different topics, and they've had several shows this past year on the election process or on democracy. And I stopped by the booth and talked to the representatives a little bit, and they gave me a couple of DVDs to take home and share with my students. And the one that they gave me that I've used with my students over the last couple months is an independent film called Please Vote for Me. And it's a really interesting concept, because what they've done is they've gone into China, and they've gone to a elementary grade school in China, and these students are 8 years old, and they've never had any formal explanation of what democracy is or what an election process is, and they vote for basically a class monitor each year, or they have a class monitor selected each year. This year they're going to have an election, and so they pick 3 8-year-olds, one is a girl and the other two are boys, and they allow them to campaign. They do little presentations in front of the class, and they're working to get the vote of their classmates. And it's really interesting, because they don't have any formal knowledge about elections, and yet as you watch this 55-minute documentary, you see the same things that happen in American politics today. Things like mudslinging, bribery. There's talk about, you know, what they believe in as far as values and things, and it's a very interesting kind of mini environment in which you see democracy basically growing. And it is completely subtitles. And at first I was a little bit concerned, because I watched it with my wife, and we both like politics a lot, and we really liked it, but it had subtitles, and everything spoken in Chinese. And I thought my students would not like that, but it actually worked out pretty well. And I think that they actually enjoyed hearing the native language and then seeing the subtitles. And my students were really clued in to the video. I mean, they were really connected, and they watched it. We had some great discussions afterwards. And I just think it's a great way, if you're talking about the election process, if you're talking about democracy, this is a really fresh and different angle to look at it. And it really breaks democracy down to its core principles. So much when we talk about politics today, we get into the actual politics, and that's fine. But I think, especially at the grade level that I teach with 8th graders, we need to talk more about what democracy means, instead of just political issues and platforms and what political parties believe in. So if this sounds interesting to you, I'm going to have some links up on the webpage. Now, again, that's at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. And I contacted the person just a couple weeks ago that gave me the DVD, and she said that they do have some DVDs still available for free. Supplies are limited, kind of that standard appeal that goes along with it. But if you fill out a materials request form and then send it in either through email or by snail mail, they will send you a copy of the DVD. And there's an incredible website that goes along with the Please Vote For Me documentary. And they've got some great discussion guides. They've got some handouts and things. And I did print off some of those, and we talked about it briefly with my students before we watched the video to kind of set up some of the cultural things. And they do talk a little bit about the one child program in China and things like that. So I would recommend using the discussion guides and also looking at some of the materials you can print out and use with your students. And then if you're interested in other documentaries that Independent Lens has done that relate to democracy, they also gave us a really neat set of two DVDs that talks about the life of Ralph Nader. And that series is called An Unreasonable Man. And so I think that would be great for high school students. I don't know if I'd use it with my eighth graders, but I can remember back when I was teaching high school government, this is something I would definitely use with high school students if I was teaching like a senior level government class or a civics class. One DVD talks about Ralph Nader as an activist and what he did in the early part of his career. And then the second DVD talks about his involvement in running for the president and has a lot of different perspectives on, you know, whether or not he basically kind of skewed the last election and things like that. Very, very interesting look at Ralph Nader as a third-party candidate. And then there's also a series that they have called the Iron Ladies, and that has to do with the women political leaders of Liberia. So if you want to ask about any of those DVDs, you can fill out the request form. Again, the one I used was Please Vote For Me, and I used it with eighth graders. I think you could really use it with probably any grade level from maybe eighth grade on. At first, I kind of thought maybe, you know, it might be a little bit over their heads, but really they break it down to the level where they understand what's happening. You know, they can see the different power plays that are happening and the dynamics between these three different students and how their parents get involved and how the class gets involved. And I was just really impressed with the way that it came across. I thought it was a great DVD. I thought it was a great video, great support materials. And again, something you can get for free to bring into your classroom. And I do plan on using it again next year when we talk about the election process, when we are in the heart of the actual presidential election in the fall of 2008. So go ahead and check that out, and all the links are on the webpage, so you can follow along from there. But I just wanted to pass that along as something that you could use in your classroom today to kind of give a fresh angle to the political process. Well, thanks again so much for listening. We're currently on spring break here and enjoying a little bit of time off. And I do hope to do some podcasting the next couple of days and kind of catching up on some of the books I've been reading and some of the projects we've been doing in class. It's been a great spring so far, a very busy semester, but a lot of great things happening, and we're doing some really fun things in the classroom. So thanks for listening, and we'll talk again soon. Bye. The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst, an 8th grade American history teacher at South Valley Junior High in Liberty, Missouri. This podcast has a Creative Commons Attribution non-commercial license. Show notes, links, videos, and pictures are available at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. Music used in the intro and close is Technotrip, a track by Sounds Abound. You can learn more about their royalty-free music for schools at their website, www.sondzabound.com. Comments or questions about the podcast are always welcome, and you can contact Eric at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and please remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys. Bye.